This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 10th. I'm Paul Plack. The nine people who died in Saturday's midair over the Hudson River in New York have been identified. Witnesses say a Piper PA-32 overtook and hit an AS-350 sightseeing helicopter. All but two of the bodies had been recovered by yesterday. Frontier Airlines and Teamsters Local 961 have reached a long-term labor agreement affecting the airline's maintenance employees. Delta lost $2 billion last quarter and says salaried positions will have to be cut. The Atlanta job market will likely take much of the hit. Scandinavian Airlines once said it would stop flying the Bombardier Q400 over landing gear issues. Now it's buying more of them, and the Canadian government is backing the loan. ASTM International has approved modifying the specifications for commercial aviation jet fuel to include up to a 50-50 blend of synthetic fuel. The Society of Aviation and Flight Educators has inducted Captain Joe Grant as its first honorary member. Grant is now 101 years old and has flown everything from Jennies to the 707. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin for operators of Garmin G1000, Perspective, and Prodigy integrated flight decks installed with the GFC 700 autopilot. The autopilot can't capture a manually entered localizer frequency and course. Cessna delivered five new 172S Skyhawks to Northwestern Michigan College last week. That's 43,000 172s sold and counting. And maybe this Twitter thing has gone too far. It used to require an overenthusiastic TV news anchor to sensationalize a routine aviation incident. Now, even Ashton Kutcher can do it. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, modern glass panels notwithstanding, CFI Bob Miller says it's still important to know exactly how your pitot-static system works. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.